Good morning. My guest this morning is Evan Wigg from the Farmers Guild. Good morning, Evan.
Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you. What is the Farmers Guild to start off?
Sure. The Farmers Guild is an organization that supports family farms and sustainable agriculture across California, and we actually got our start right here in Sonoma County.
Oh, excellent. What we are talking about today mainly is the 4th Annual Agrarian Games. That sounds fascinating.
Talk about it. Yeah, sure. It's a fantastic afternoon at the Petaluma Fairgrounds, where we host live music, local food, and games for all ages, from the hay bale toss to watermelon seed spitting.
Watermelon seed spitting.
Competitive irrigation. Everything you could possibly want in a day.
So this is a day that the farmers market is generally there in Petaluma, right?
It is, but we're hosting a special farmers market inside the Petaluma Fairgrounds. So it's actually part of the event. So you can show up, you can play a game, you can grab yourself a beer and go home with some local organic vegetables while you're at it.
It seems to me that a lot of people who listen to us, it seems to me they're going to the Veterans Building. So what singles out that farmers market in Petaluma as being particularly special?
Well, the one that we're going to be hosting is just it's a one-time kind of thing. So we're going to have farms from all over the area, and they're going to be taking turns selling at their market and then running out in the field to compete in the wheelbarrow relay just in time to get back and sell you that zucchini.
Great. Oh, I bought a zucchini last week, as a matter of fact. Not there.
Terrific.
I noticed music by the Hubbub Club.
Oh, yeah.
And the Odd Job Ensemble. Who
Absolutely.
Are they?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're local talent right here. Calais, he's a fantastic musician, and it's this very interesting sort of Eastern European inspired orchestra with violins and trumpets and accordions. It's really, really incredible music. Lots of fun.
So what does this event in particular have to do with what the Farmers Guild normally does and what you guys are normally interested in?
Yeah, sure. So throughout the year, we hold workshops and we do a lot of policy work. Anything to really support the farming community. So we're really on the ground working with farmers day in and day out. But this is our one opportunity every year to really reach out to the general public. So we encourage kids and families. We encourage chefs and folks from whether you're a city slicker or you're a country bumpkin to come on out and learn about sustainable agriculture. It's a lot of fun. If all you want to do is come and drink a beer and try your hand at the competitive irrigation, that's all fine and well. But you can also come away with a lot of education and information about what is sustainable agriculture, how do you support family farms, why does that really matter. There's really some exciting, as well as some exciting trends in sustainable agriculture. So it's educational, it's entertainment, it's a blast.
It seems to me that in these days, the mere phrase sustainable agriculture carries a big weight of importance.
It does. We're in we're really in an interesting timing. It's really a turning point in our world where we're threatened with climate change.
Right.
And our organization has a really big focus on what we call climate smart agriculture. And that's the ability to grow food and work in agriculture in a way that not only it has less carbon emissions or is less, you know, hazardous to the environment, but is actually really working in unison with nature. And we actually have programs and practices that sequester carbon, for instance, reversing the effects of climate
change. I've heard of that. Evan, thanks very much for coming in and telling us about this great upcoming event. And you out there, particularly those who have backyard gardens or would like to have them, this is the place to go.
Absolutely.
The 4th Annual Agrarian Games.
September 16th at the Petaluma Fairgrounds.
Great. Okay. For information, telephone number?
The best way to find out information is if you go to our website at www.farmersguild.org.
Great. Thanks again, Evan.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.